Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiefy, for to commit to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. And of course, we're coming to you. You that are there listening, those that listen on a continued basis, we want you to know today that we love you. We love you. We really, really love you this day. Oh, glory to God. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you. Are you glad to be with me? Oh, good. Call me at 347-857-3925, and let's chat today. Oh, that would be so nice. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me know your aspirations of today. We'd love to hear it right now. And we thank God for you, you, and you. And I want you to know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I really, really love you. Yes, I do. Don't you hear me? All right, here it is, Sister Dan. Now, listen, if you don't hear your name, it's because you didn't call 347-857-3925, and we will put you on the list and call your name. Yes? Do you want us to talk about what you need? No, we won't say the word. No, we won't. All right, here she is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. We give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name this day, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, oh God, but for others as well. We thank you for being so wonderful, merciful, and a God that loves us all. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Oh God, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Father, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. Father, taking nothing for granted, Lord Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord. So, Father, as our listeners touch and agree with us, Lord Father, and those that are asking for prayer, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now. For your will being done right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sister Elizabeth right now and her family, Lord Father, asking you right now to comfort their hearts right now on the loss of their mom, Lord Father. Father, strengthen them in this time. Father, we thank you and glorifying you right now, Lord Father, as you wrap them in your loving arms, Lord Father, and giving them the peace and comfort that they need, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father. And remember the times, Lord Father God, that they had with their mom, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Father, and all those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, comfort their heart right now, Lord. For, Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, and we're thanking you right now for giving them peace, Lord, Father, the peace that passes all understanding, Lord, Father. Let them get some kind of laughter, Lord, Father, joy, Lord, Father, in the midst of all this right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Troy Claxton right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for keeping him, Lord, Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, we speak, Lord, Father God, to that dislocated shoulder right now, Lord, Father. We speak right now, Lord, Father God, to that knee right now, Lord, Father, and all ailments right now, Lord, Father, anything that's broken, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for touching his body and giving him, Lord, Father, another chance right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. Touch hearts and minds within that household, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Richie right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen and heal him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, you brought him through those surgeries, Lord, Father. So, Father, we know nothing is too hard for you. Continue, Lord, Father, to touch his body as we speak healing to his body right now, Lord, Father. You said by your stripes we are healed. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through him right now, Lord, Father. Continue also to strengthen Sister Elizabeth, Lord, Father, as she continues to stand in the gap for her son right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shanika right now, Lord, Father God. Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord, Father, and let your will be done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Philip Retta, Lord. Touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. Father, we pray for his soul's salvation right now. In the name of Jesus, touch in a mighty and a special way right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord, Father. Touch her right now, Lord, Father. Touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch Deacon Michael right now, Lord, Father. Touch his mind, touch his body right now, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for healing right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing right now, Lord, Father. Healing spirit man's right now, Lord, Father. Not just the natural body, Lord. Father, those that are hurting right now, Lord, Father, we speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, let them open up, Lord, Father God, and read your word, Lord, Father. Father, as they continue to build a spirit man right now, Lord, Father, trusting and believing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we thank you how you continue to use this broadcast, Lord, Father, to touch lives right now, Lord, Father. Father, we may never know, Lord, Father, the lives that this broadcast may have touched, Lord, Father, but we know that you know, and we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching them, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for healing their minds. We thank you for deliverance for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we ask you to touch our listeners, Lord, Father. Father, touch their hearts, touch their minds. Father, you know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just touching them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, let them, Father God, keep your name, Lord, Father God, upon their lips right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for this nation right now, Lord, Father.
We're praying right now, oh God, for our borders right now, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now for every state, Lord Father God, that have their hot spot for this coronavirus, Lord Father. Father, we know that you're bigger than this coronavirus, Lord Father. Oh God, touch your people right now, Lord Father God, that they may listen, Lord Father. They may hear that still small voice, Lord Father. Father God, hear, Lord Father God, what your man and woman of God is saying, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the word of preparation, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father God, for not leaving us out right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for using our leaders right now, Lord Father, to bring forth the word, Lord Father, and let others know, Lord Father. Open up their ears. Unstop it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it. Father, anyone speaking, listening on it right now in the name of Jesus, so we render it null and void. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way upon this broadcast. Touch hearts, touch minds, touch lives. We thank you for the lives that are coming into you right now, Lord Father. We thank you for those praise reports. We thank you right now for those that are asking for prayer right now, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Father, for just hearing and answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father, as the word come forth. Father, we ask you to continue to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for that rhema word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, amen for the prayer. Thank you all for listening. And did you call? Did you hear your name called? Huh? Well, not your name wasn't called. Listen, you've got a chance to get it in. All right, 347-857-3925. That's that magic number. Just give us a call, and we will add you to the prayer list. Yes, yes, whatever the problem may be. You know, we have plenty of joy when everybody pray, don't you?
Amen.
Something happens. Something happens. I mean, you got a lot of people praying, praying and praying and praying for your situation. You know what? We don't know which one of the people that God hear, but I tell you one thing. When we bombard heaven with our prayers, oh, we making a sound, aren't we? We looking for God to move, aren't we?
Amen.
Oh, yeah, now that's what we need to do, okay? All right, all right, all right. Get yourself ready right now. The word is budget your time, and you will enrich your hours. Budget your time, and you will enrich your hours. All right.
Amen.
Govern yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Short
Amen.
Sweet. Hello. Praise the Lord. Bread budget your time. You know. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know, right about now, everybody needs some encouragement, don't they?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
When I say everybody, now, you know, the rich, they need some encouragement, too. You know why? Because their money can't help them too good right about now.
Nope.
Okay? Now, they got the money, all right, but they're still in the same predicament we are.
Yep.
And we don't, those of us that's done, it's not overflowing with the money, okay? All right, we'll say overflowing with the money, okay? Now, you need encouragement, I need encouragement, and they need encouragement, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no, I don't need none. I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all right.
No.
And messages of today should be to encourage people, because so many people are committing suicide. So many people are just saying, what's the use? And, you know, being, you know, put out of their homes. They don't have a job. And, you know, one thing after another, they can't feed the children, so they kill the children up and all that. Don't make sense to me, you know, because God already said, David put it in this way. He said, he was once young, but now he old. He have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Meaning that God going to take care of his own. You see? He said God has always taken care of the righteous. He gave us that confidence. Okay? You heard it many times. You've been in church, out of church, wherever you've been. You heard people say that often. They use that as a password. In other words, it's an encouraging word to let you know he hasn't forsaken you, nor seeing your seed beg bread. You care what you're going to have. You ain't got nothing but peanut butter and jelly. They got a sandwich they can eat, can't they? It wasn't bad in the day, was it? Way back when, in the past, when that's all we had. We had bologna sandwiches. That's what we looked forward to on Saturday, was bologna sandwiches. See? Go to town, get that bologna and some bread, and children eat bologna sandwich or Spam. You know, Spam in the can. Or that we would eat. See? And you were full. You ain't sit up there and get mad with your mom and daddy because you ain't got nothing but us. You were thankful for you got that little bologna sandwich. And you ain't got no hell packed up with two or three slices either. See, you know that. You've been through that. Okay? We're doing good today. The cans of Spam are plentiful. The bologna is plentiful. You put how many pieces you want on your bread. Come on, talk about it now. Think about it and stop complaining about what you got to eat. Well, how are we going to eat? Well, we'll go back over this one more time. David said, what now? I was once young, now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's a big statement. And everyone should remember that statement. You know what you went through when you was back in the hills of wherever. You were, you know, didn't you have that? Everybody got a story about we didn't eat. Everybody got a story we ain't had much food. I come from poor beginnings. Okay, but it didn't kill you either, did it? You still here to talk about it. Talk to me now. But you complaining. What you complaining about? At least you eating. Well, that's what I'm going to encourage you about today. Let me tell you, my eyes glanced over the scripture, and of course, I've read it before. It's all marked up. I've read it before. But the scripture, this particular scripture lets us know that God will and God can. Now you got to grab hold of this word. Now you get to 2 Samuel 22nd chapter. The entire, if I read the whole entire chapter, it'll take me today and tomorrow. Just have to get through it. But I'm just going to kind of hang around with one word, okay? But first, I want to give you a little background. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I sure do want to. And listen, I will start around Do I want to go that far? I could.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the 20th verse. Okay, no, the 19th. That does. You know, sometimes I do that, don't you? Okay, let's start the 18th verse. You see, I keep going backward, okay? Because when you look, the words are so beautiful to me of who God is, huh? He said, do I want to go to 17? Okay, let's go to 17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. You hear what she, hear what he said? He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me. For they were too strong for me. You never guess. People tell you, oh, no, Satan ain't strong as you. No, straight. Hey, what did David say? From my strong enemy, didn't you?
Yes.
Hmm? My one that was too strong for me. Now, you know that if it wasn't for the help of the Lord, you wouldn't make it sometime when the devil takes you through.
Come on now.
Now, you know that, don't you? Hello? All right. Oh, can't drop the phone. You know that. So David was letting you know there was an enemy that he couldn't handle. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. You always got the Lord there with you. You hear what he's trying to, this is all he's trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to tell you today, because you're going through something. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he, what? Delighted in me. The righteousness. You hear? That's what he's delighting in. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. See what he say? According to my cleanliness of my hands had he recompensed me. But you got to make sure you're right and that your hands are clean.
Amen.
Hello. See, those are the things that you're going to have to do to get this type of attention from God. I'm going to just say it that way, you know, because that's all y'all want is attention, right? Mm-hmm. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, all right? To your righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, that he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Oh, now you might have had a little fault and you might not have obeyed every little dot that God had given you. But you weren't wicked.
Come on now.
Huh? See, there is a difference. For all his judgments were before me. And as for his status, I did not depart from them. You know, sometimes you don't always do what God say, but you still stay in God's way, in God's keeping. You don't leave God, you see, but you kind of need to help. This way the enemy is involved in your life, and you need help to get out. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity. Kept myself from my iniquity. See, that's your iniquity. There ain't nobody else, and stop trying to blame anybody else. Therefore, the Lord had recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. Now, God's eyesight and our eyesight, two different eyes, ain't it? In his eyesight. All right. Now, we may call it not clean according to what we see or how we see. But God views things totally different than we do. All right. Remember that now. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man, thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward, thou wilt show thyself unsavorily. And the afflicted people, thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. I like that, when he lightened my darkness. Darkness that I cause upon myself most of the time. For by thee I have run through a troop, but my God have I leaped over a wall. Do you hear what he said? And I want to just leave this little thought with you today. Just a little thought. My God, I can do anything but fail. I can do anything but fail. What did he say? By thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over wall. You know, you're Superman now. He leaps over. What do he leap over? What kind of buildings?
Tall
buildings. Buildings like the Empire State Building and stuff. You can do it too. This is all he's saying today. You can make it if you try. You can get over that wall that's been built up in your life, that wall that your enemies have constructed to keep you out of your blessing. He say, but my God have I leaped over a wall. That's how you leaped over, because of God, didn't you? A single bound. You're Superman today, a Superwoman. Hello? You can leap over it. You can get over whatever is going on in your life. I don't care what the doctor say. It doesn't matter. I see people weeping because you usually could go in the hospital with your child or go in the hospital with your husband or your wife and all this, and now they say you can't go in there with your husband or your wife. Well, you just come out your house with them. Why can't you go in there with them? You see? They may be able to help talk them back into life. You see? They don't think about that, but they're just making life miserable. The devil doing everything he can to keep you apart, to keep you from helping one another, to keep you from being there to encourage them. Hang in, baby. You can make it, baby. Remember what I told you, honey. Oh, God has got this, honey. God has got it. I'm still praying, and I won't let up until you come through. Do you see what I'm saying? You can get over that wall that the devil has stuck up there in the way. Now, if Joshua knows walked around Jericho, the walls of Jericho, God told him to walk around. Can you imagine the people laughing? Look at them crazy people out there walking around the wall. What they think, the wall gonna fall down just by itself? Because I know God can. I know God said it. If he said it, it is so. And it shall be. Did you see what I'm saying? It shall be. You can tell the devil today about your relative that maybe got this virus or whoever your loved one is. Talk to God about it right now. If they try to keep you from getting in or getting there to see him or whatever the case may be, talk to God about it. Say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I need to get in there and talk to them and talk some faith to them, because these doctors ain't going to talk no faith to them. They're going to give them another shot, another pill, another something. They're going to shoot all up in them, and they lie not never come back after that. But God, I know you can. Do you see what I'm saying? I know you can, God. I've seen it. I've heard it. Even if you have just heard a rumor like Rahab did, she had heard a rumor about the Israelites. She didn't know for sure at that time. She had only heard a rumor, and she took that rumor to heart. She really listened, and she took it in, and she said, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Lord, I want to be with them kind of people, those kind of people who have faith, faith that will carry them through a sea of an ocean, a long, vast thing of water or whatever. God, I want to be with them. Because they are victorious.
Come on now. Come on now.
And those the kind of people you want to be with. Huh?
Amen.
Think about it. You just hearing a rumor now because I'm saying it. Because you might not have experienced it. But let me tell you, I have lots of experiences. I need to write all my experiences down if I can remember them all. Because God has done so much. So therefore, when I read the actions of God in the Bible, I took them to heart myself. And I began to use them, and I cried out to God. God, I don't want the normal that the people have. I don't want what these people are saying because I don't see no action behind it. I need to see something. I'm not going to stop serving you if I don't see it, God, but I'm reaching out to you, God, to see something. Do you see what I'm saying? Huh? Believing God for his word's sake. Believing him for what the Bible has written that has already happened to people. People like you and I. Normal people. Everyday people. And God performed for those people. Because they were righteous. Because their hands was clean. Because they walked up right before him. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Do you see what I'm saying? He said, God, have I leaped over walls? By God. I can do it because what? Of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? I can accomplish anything because of God. I can be healed because of God. Because he said he is the Lord God that healeth thee. And he is, healing is the children's bread. It belongs to you. That's what you ought to cut your teeth on. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
Huh? Come on now. Talk to me. Hear what he say. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. Did you hear what it say? The word of the Lord is tried. You need to try the word today. Stop listening to the naysayers, the ones that hate you, want you to die, want you to be miserable, want you to be in pain, want you to be there to tell you God don't heal no more. Tell them, say, that devil is a lie.
Amen.
God is still healing, and he's healing those who believe in him and trust him.
Yes. Preach.
And want to cut out all unrighteousness in their lives because they're looking for the healing to take place in their bodies.
Come on,
oh, my God. Do you see? What do you say next? For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? That's the rock that won't roll.
Come on.
Hello, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. I'm dependent on him today, aren't you? I'm telling you this because I want you in times like these to depend on nothing but God. Don't depend on what those doctors are saying. Don't depend on what you see. You see things look bad, and the devil gonna make them look even badder to you.
You know why he want to keep you in bondage? Oh, but he's a lying wonder today. Bondage does not belong to you. It belongs to him, and keep him bound up. Keep him confused. Let me tell you what he says. He says, make my feet like hinds' feet and set me upon my high places. Oh, my God, on my high place, the place that belonged to me. You hear what he say? When he say he set my feet on high places, my high places. I like that. My high places. You know, did you know you had a high place? I told you before, and I'll tell you again. God's got something better than what you got right now. You should imagine yourself, see yourself, visualize yourself in high place. Visualize yourself in those high places. And if you don't see it, it won't happen. Hello? He talked to Jeremiah. He had to talk to those different ones, apostles and prophets and things, to let them know, you know, I've already given you everything you need. And when he told us, great is he within you than he that's in the world. You got the greatness on the inside, the greatness to make you great. It's on the inside, but if you never believe that you can achieve it, you won't achieve it. But then you have to find yourself in righteousness court, in God's court of righteousness. Oh, my God. He teacheth my hands to walk so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Oh, my God. See how strong you are? God has caused you to be so strong. But you just need somebody to help you know the fact that you are strong. You're stronger than you think you are. You know, we used to say, you know, back then in Miami, we used to say, I used to tell them, say, look, you got to reach way down inside of you and pull out your strength. Pull it up. Pull it up, pull it up. Come on, pull it up. Keep pulling till it come all the way up to the top. See what I'm saying? See, because inside is the strength, and that is God. If he say greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world, then it's God on the inside, for we were just reading that his way is perfect. His word is perfect. And every time you read his word, it do what? It makes you stronger and stronger and stronger. And you're now doing what? Bringing it up. The more you read and study the word of God and pray and call on his name, he comes up more inside of you, that the greatness will come to its peak. And then when it comes to his peak, that means you're in where? Your high place. Do you get the picture? You're in your high place. Because, listen, if he teach your hands to walk, now that a bow and steel is broken by mine arms. See? In other words, he say, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Because what? Your hands are lifted in praise, reaching up to heaven, to the heavens, and it's in war. We are fighting a battle. Can you see yourself fighting a battle? Reach your hands up. When you put your hands up, you're not surrendering. You're surrendering to God, of course, because when you throw your hands up, surrender to God, he takes over. And fight your battle and break every chain that binds you.
Hallelujah.
He said, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness had made me great. He said, whose gentleness? God's gentleness had made you great. You didn't make yourself great. You just surrendered to him, didn't you? And when you surrendered him and your hands, a warrior in strength, a warrior in power, you see, all that God has given you? Huh? The shield of your salvation. See, do you see it? See it there? See it? Right there. That shield. Nothing can penetrate it. Nothing unless you open a door. My Lord. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Hey. Woohoo! Look at God. I'm telling you how God has given you his best. You're released from all bondage and you don't know it. You have to accept it. I can tell you all day long, all night, and all next year this time, and you won't receive it. But when you receive it, you will see the results. He said, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. You will stand fast in the liberty to which you've been made free. Huh? Your feet ain't going to slip. Now, you say, well, I heard some people, I was trying to tell them about the Lord and everything. They tell me, but I'm afraid that I may fall. I say, why? You ain't tried it yet. Why are you going to fall before you get there? Well, I see many people, I say, well, those people have not stood in the place God told them, in their high places. They never got to their high place. Because when they get to their high place, they can stand. And the Bible tells us also say that after all you've done to stand, stand anyhow. If it looked like Satan saying, stand anyhow and believe God that he's going to lift you up where you belong. Out of sinking sand. Do you hear me today? Do you hear me? Huh? Don't allow what you hear cause you to stop believing God. Don't you allow this virus that's here to cause you to stop trusting God, serving him, obeying him. Now, he ain't telling you don't put no mask on. You ain't trying to prove nothing. You've been trying. People, let me tell you, the church world been trying to prove something since the church began, and they ain't proved it yet.
Come on now.
He ain't real. You can't see him. Well, maybe you can't see him, but I see him. I see him every time I wake up. You know why? Because I didn't have to wake up. Huh? Did you? Huh?
Thank
Come
God.
On now. I see every day. I look outside at the elements, and there's trees and the sky, and everything is out there. I can breathe. See? I'm still breathing. So I know I see him every day. Hello? Maybe you can't because you are not his righteousness. But I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I claim that. By faith, I walk in that. And today, I want you to walk in it. I want you to accept it and know that, oh, God, I can leap over walls. I know they told you you could. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I've told the congregation years and years ago, and I'm still telling. I know it sounds odd. Do you know what keeps you from walking through the wall? Diane is laughing. She knows what I'm going to say. Huh? You, your mind, you keep yourself from walking through the wall. Huh? You keep yourself from being invisible. You say, how can that be so? Well, Jesus gave us an example when the disciples was in the house the door closed and locked, so they were scared. Jesus came on in, ain't even knock on the door, and just came on in. Huh? What, didn't he say you greater works than these shall you do? Huh? Got you that time, didn't it? Now you confused, aren't you? Well, faith will walk you through the wall. Did you hear what I'm saying? Well, you know, now I tell you this. I think Bishop had a dream, something like that one time. I think he said he did it or something. Well, anyway, I kept going before God about that, going before God about going through the wall, you know. And I want to experience it. I just, you know, well, that's the kind of person I am. I like to experience things that when I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. Okay? And I wanted to go through the wall. Let me tell you now, I tried to get there. I was going, and you know what happened? All of a sudden, a thought hit through my head. Boom! That's the end of that. Do you know why? I was still in that fleshly mind that I can't. It was like there was Peter standing there knowing that humans can't walk on the wall. Huh? But gravity has something to do with it. Something going on. We can't walk on the wall. But he did have enough Jesus in him to say, if it's you, God, I can walk. Here, we back to leaping over the wall by my God have I leaped over a wall. So Peter is saying, if that's you, Lord, bid me to come and I'll walk on the wall. I can imagine his friend. Is you crazy? You know, we would say that today, don't we? Are you out your mind? You must be crazy. Nobody walk on no water, you know. Just like there was a preacher. He see, you want to prove something and you ain't righteous and your hands ain't clean. They're not clean enough to get that feat done. Peter got to the point where, Jesus, if that's you, Lord, I can walk on the wall, bid me to come, bid me to come. Come on, you know, I'm going to walk on the water this day. Oh, yeah. See, logo word, rhema word, you don't even know what's going on, which one it is. What's happening here? Did God tell you to walk on the water? I'm not going to go try to walk on the water if God ain't told me to walk on there. Because I know I ain't going to make it. I'm still carnal to a degree. I could be righteous to one point and still carnal. I'm still in this flesh. As long as I acknowledge and know that this flesh is here and I'm still operating in the flesh, eating and sleeping in the flesh.
Come on now.
So I'm still operating on it. Yeah. So therefore, I haven't become spiritually spiritual. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? So, I ain't going to walk on no water. Peter did. He stayed, but can you imagine that was a, oh, my God. I just think about it. That was awesome time, wasn't it? Can you imagine them few minutes he was there? Just those few minutes he was on the top walking like Jesus. I can imagine that was some kind of awesome. Then he lost it. This is what happens to us. We try, but we lose it because we haven't gotten there yet. When a storm arises, something negative pop up, boom, it's gone.
Come on now.
Hello? You don't believe me. Try it. You will
will not put the words that you read and see God and be praying about. You don't put them in action, do you? Whether you get it done or not, try him sometime. See? But try living right first before you go trying stuff. Okay? Because you may be surprised. You may slip. Listen what he said. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I had consumed them. See, God gave you the power to consume your enemy, not the enemy consume you. They should not have power over you. Did you hear me?
Amen.
They have no business having power because God gave you the power, not the devil. He's always interfering. He's always trying to stop you, block you. In every way he can, and he invents ways to stop you. This is what he said. And I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. You know why they can't rise? Listen. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. Didn't God say your enemy be under your feet? Huh? Because you did what? Brought them down. Hey, glory to God. See, there go the wall. The wall just came down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't you see the wall just came down in your life? You brought the wall down, you see, but you got to stick with it. Stick with the word of God. Stay with what you promised God. He's going to stay with what he promised you. He said he will hasten to perform it. If you see it, he will hasten to perform it. But you got to visualize it in your mind's eye, in your heart, before it come down, before you can leap over that wall. Before you can make the walls of Jericho come down in your life, before you can cross the Red Sea, you're going to have to prove that you are righteous. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're going to have to prove that. I love this here. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me has thou subdued under me. I'm in control now. Hello. Oh, my God, I can leap over walls. Tell God that. Oh, my God, I can leap over walls. Oh, and everything is the devil do, the enemy is wild, under my feet. Did you hear what I'm saying? That's what the Bible say. They under your feet. Because God gave you the strength to battle. Every one of them that rise up against you, you have the strength to the battle. And you will subdue them. Do you believe it today? Well, I sure hope you do at this hour. He said, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies. That neck is so important, man. That I might destroy them that hate me. So I think them people, them cops, they must have read this scripture. Huh? They going to call you their enemy. Okay? And they want to destroy you. But this thing turned around. God always turned it around, don't he? When the enemy come against the righteous, there you go. When the enemy comes against the righteous, things get turned around from where the enemy thought he had control, but he ain't got a bit of control. You hear what I say? They look, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the marrow of the street and did spread them abroad. Wow. God gave you power to really do something to the enemy, didn't he? He didn't say the righteous now. Huh? The righteous is the victor here. Do you get it? All right, I'm going to skip on down and And I'm finna kind of, you know. Okay. The 47th say, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. You heard that song, don't you? I know you heard that song a lot of times. Blessed be my rock. I like that song, you know. It is God that avenges me and that bringeth down the people under me. Did you hear that? Your enemies? You know, those ones that you want to choke. You got no business. Leave your hand from off them people. God will take care of them. And that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Did you hear what it said? God will deliver you from the violent man. The violent man. Oh, Lord. People are going about buying guns today just to shoot people and everything. It'd be something if some of these guns backfire on them, wouldn't it? They won't even know what happened. Well, it was working before. Well, it is. It just worked on you because you were trying to mess with God's people, trying to shoot them. You think about it. Now, can you imagine, most of you heard of the Nora Lamb story? Some of you have, some of you haven't. The Chinese woman that they put up before the firing squad, they were going to kill her, and she was pregnant at the time, too, when they had her on the firing squad, and they shot all of the whoever, soldiers or whatever they were in communist time, that place they were in. They shot her. But, you know, not one bullet touched her. Did you hear me? Not one bullet touched her. And we met the woman. We met the woman. We talked to the woman. Let me tell you, God had a work for her to do. She didn't know nothing but Jesus saved. That's all she knew. She said she ain't know nothing else in the Bible. All she knew was Jesus saved. And she accepted the Lord when the missionary led her to Christ. That's all she knew, and they were shooting her because she knew too much. Talking about Jesus saved. That's why they were trying to kill her. But do you know they had to turn that woman loose because it scared the fire to them? They turned that woman loose, and she was 10 months pregnant. And she had to walk to get out of there. She said when they let her go, they had took all her possessions and everything. So she had to walk. 10 months pregnant, she had to walk. And she say, Lord, I will not deliver this baby until I get to freedom. And she say she kept walking. She kept walking and walking till she got to freedom. She said then she had a baby. She had a baby. It was over 10 months then. It was over 10 months then. You see, you tell me when it's necessary, God won't move. Because he had a great work for the woman to do. And that woman had a lot of work to do, and she did it diligently. She worked. She went wherever God told her to do. She did whatever. She ran into static because she was Chinese. She came to Florida here, and she was trying to start it with the black people, and they fought her because she was with the black people. I was there. I know what happened. I was right there. It ain't nothing what I heard. I was there. They fought her. They wouldn't come because she was with black people.
And she say, what's with the color? I'm yellow. That's called me yellow. So you don't like black and you don't like yellow.
Nope.
She asked them, you know, well, if you was anywhere else but there. That's what they told her. She said, can you believe it? I said, yes, ma'am, I can believe it. I said, because that's the way they are. See, I knew how they were, but I didn't know they were like that against her. I know against me, yeah. Okay? I knew they were like that. But let me tell you, it didn't stop God from moving. God still moves. She said, I don't care. We going to have service. Don't care if one person come, two person come, how many of them. That's all people will come. I'm going to have church. And the lady had church anyhow. Did you hear what she said? She had revival. They didn't show up. See, enemies of the gospel, enemies that say they Christians, enemies that say they born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Ah, see what I'm saying? Because God said he going to bring you forth before your enemies. Those that hate you, those that rose up against you, God going to bring you before. Did you know that today? Can you stand on that today? Can you hold on to what God already said to you and how he called you, what he called you to? You may not have the ministry like nobody else. Everybody's ministry is not exactly alike. Everybody ministry not alike, but it's the ministry of Jesus Christ still, right? Restoration, is it not? We are to restore the people back to God. Whatever way, method you use, each person is different. Each person is different. So why you want to be hard on somebody else? Well, I don't like them 'cause. And ain't got no legitimate reason. See, you don't have no legitimate reason. Except now they are worshiping the devil and his idols and what have you. Then you got a reason not to mess with them. See, if you can't cast them out, leave them alone. Okay? But now I tell you, he will, the devil will try you after that. He going to keep trying you because he means business of taking you out. But get a helper, somebody to help you. Do you hear me? Cry for help. Just like David said, say, this one here is a little too strong for me, God. I can't do this one by myself. Be honest with yourself. I can't do this by myself, God. I need some help. I like help myself. If it's legitimate, yeah. But if you just playing, don't stop and make my life miserable just because yours miserable. You know what I mean? Praise God. We all trying to get to the same place, ain't we? We all trying to get to heaven, ain't we? At least most of us trying to get there, right? Well, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I'm having fun, you know. I'm having fun knowing that I can leap over walls. Oh, hey, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, make you want to just, ooh, Lord, have mercy. You can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Can't you see what God is doing even in this hour? You still here, aren't you?
Amen.
You're alive, aren't you? Huh?
Yes,
and I don't hear none of you complaining about you ain't got no food. You find some food somewhere, somebody giving up some food. There are some churches giving up food. Maybe you don't like that church. Well, you ain't got to like them. Just go get the food. Because God told you, he will feed you, didn't he? He'll supply your every need, right? Mm-hmm. I know. You say, yeah, but what? Listen, before I left New York, this pastor, she had nothing but children. All the children came, and I mean she had a church full of children, and the parents wouldn't come. But them children loved that pastor. And that pastor, she didn't argue. She said she don't know why, but, you know, she stayed right there with those children. And one day, she, you know, our children don't have much money, and the parents ain't going to give them that much either. She couldn't pay the light bill for the church. And she went to church, and she said, oh, Lord, we're going to be having church in the dark. That's what she was thinking about. She got to church, and she came back, and she told my pastor at the time, she said, you're not going to believe this. You need to come over to my church and see this. She said, what? That one long bulb is lit in the building. There ain't no electricity in the building. It's just one bulb was bright, and they had church. Did you hear me? Do you know those children were so enthused and about that they built their faith up? Do you know they called their parents when she got ready to leave New York? Do you know they came with her? The parents came with the children because the children told them about the bulb. And the parents, and you guess where they moved? Florida. And I found them by accident. I was already in Florida, and I found them by accident. I seen this sign in Miami, and it had her name and stuff on it. And I'm saying, I wonder, is that the same lady? Just, you know, I hadn't seen her in years. And I went there, and that was her. And you know where she moved from there? How God worked things out, do you see? Worked things out for a person. They built, they got jobs, they finished high school. Some of them went to college, those children, but they did it through Jesus Christ. And that one pastor that stood with them started with nothing but a house full of children. They weren't her children, but they were, you know, had mothers and fathers and everything. And the parents wouldn't come to church, so she just taught the children. And them children loved her. They called their parents. Some of their parents got saved, and they moved to Florida from New York. Along with that pastor, and I know, then they started going to church with her. I said, now, you know, God is a wonder, ain't he? He can do anything but fail, huh? Even when the enemy say, you ain't going to have no church, because I'm cutting the lights off. But do that stop God?
Nope.
He's a light bringer, ain't he? Hmm? He brings light when there's nothing but darkness. In my darkness, this is what he said, will lighten my darkness. Yep. Okay, you got some darkness? God will lighten it. Okay, here's Bishop Porter. Praise the Lord. I'm having fun.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We enjoying it. We enjoying it. We was enjoying it. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the word coming from Apostle. Amen. God can do anything but fail. Praise God. And we all should know that in Christ Jesus, he has brought us thus far by what? Faith. Am I right? And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. And as she was ministering, I was looking here at Psalms 37 and 25. I was young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Y'all, the reason why David could say that, praise God, he said, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, so when he experienced it, even when he had to hide in the cave, praise God. God moved up on people, amen, to be a blessing to him, amen. He did not lack for nothing, amen, no food, no nothing, praise God. God took care, amen. And then he also said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he should strengthen the heart. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord, amen. If you wait, praise God, amen, he will do great things, amen. He will not fail, amen. He, God, and beside him there is no other God. In Psalms 30, David said this, and in my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. And why did he make such a strong statement? Praise God, man. In my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. In other words, I should never be shaken. Why? Because I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not seed begging bread. Praise God. I done been on the downside, but now I'm on the upside, and I'm prospering now. Praise God. And I'm not, amen, going to be moved. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, what about you today? Amen. Are you so easily to be moved, praise God, from every little wind, praise God, come by? Amen. If we ever need to be steadfast now, praise God, we need to be firm now. We need to be unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Why? But all this going on in our world today, praise God, everywhere we turn is trouble. If you look to the left, there's trouble. If you turn to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind, because the devil may be gaining on you. But I thank God for a promise. He said, Paul said, look to the hills from which coming our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Am I right? Praise the Lord. He said, weeping may do for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Amen. Now, amen, whatever you're going through, praise God. Amen. It's nighttime. Amen. But behind every dark cloud, don't you know the sun will shine? Praise God. But joy cometh in the morning. Amen. When your breakthrough has come through. Amen. Victory have come through. Your healing have come through. Amen. God had turned that negative into a positive. He had turned that bad situation and make something good out of it. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. David went on and said, sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his. Praise God. You know why so many people can't sing, amen, and give God praises? Because everybody's not his. But ain't you glad, praise God, that you're on the Lord's side? And what did he say? When you sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his, and give what? Thanks, amen, for the great things he have already done, praise God, in your life. Oh, praise God. Ain't God good? He said, at the remembrance of his holiness, not so much of our holiness, but his holiness, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Praise God. Amen. See, that's a testimony. You should be able to remember where God done brought you from. He have brought us from what? A mighty long way. Huh? Am I right? Praise God. Ain't you glad that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light? Praise God. That's enough to, for you to praise and give God glory right there. Praise God. And he will do great things. Amen. He's yet doing great things in our life. O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. See? Look what God hath done. God done heal. God done deliver. God have set us free. And he said, whom I set free is free indeed. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. He have set you free. Praise God. Amen. Everyone that's in Christ Jesus ought to know your day. Amen. That the day that God brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Huh? You ought to know, amen, where he brought you from. Praise God. Did not the Bible said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? praise God. But thank God, amen, that we have a Savior. We have someone, amen, that we can look to who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And this is why, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ cannot fail. Why? Because he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sealed up the crimson stain, but he washed it white as in snow. And I'm glad about it today, praise God. What about you, amen? I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foe to rejoice over me. My foes. What is foes, Bishop? Foes is not exactly friends and not exactly enemies. They're in between. Huh? That's foes. Am I right, Apostle? That's what foes is. They're not exactly, you know, when you're up, they're your friend. When you get down, amen, you'll find out, amen, whose side they're friendly they are to you. Praise God. But I thank God, amen. David said to rejoice over me. He said, I will not have my foes to rejoice over me. Praise God. Thank God, amen. David looked beyond, amen, all that his enemies, amen, that was out to kill him and tried to destroy him. Praise God. Even when he fell into mischief and made a big mistake, praise God, and had a man killed by his wife. But, oh, I thank God for David because he kept a repentant heart. He said, Lord, renew in me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit and restore the joy of my salvation. Praise God. And the Lord did just that for him. Praise God. David kept a repentant heart. And when the prophet came to him and broke the news to him, he didn't try to cast it aside and say, no, there ain't none of me. Amen. He said, who is that man? And the man said, it's you. Praise God. He said, well, the Lord got me. Oh, he humbled himself. Praise God. Up under the mighty hands of God. Amen. We should know, amen, that strength at the altar, whatever you need, if you come, he said he will in no wise cast you out. But today, amen, is your day. Amen. And we're telling you about a God that can do anything but fail. Praise God. Oh, he will do great things. He is yet in control of this universe. Amen. Jesus has the answer. Praise God. You know, I thank God for the doctors and all those that's in the medical profession. You know, he gives these doctors and these professors and all this knowledge, praise God, to work on these bodies, praise God. He put them here. Everybody can't be no doctor. Now, why you go to the doctor when you're sick? Come on, somebody. Yeah, when you go because you're sick. And they'll tell you what's wrong. And they diagnose your situation, praise God, but now you got to carry out what they done told you. If you need a prescription, you got to carry the prescription out. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise God. Am I right? Praise God. God, amen, have a prescription. It's his word. Praise God. And we have to go according to the word of God. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord will give strength unto his people. He's strengthening somebody right now. The Lord will bless his people with what? Peace. Praise God. Amen. He said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. Amen. He said, be of good cheer. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, be also in me. For in my Father's house are what? Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where he is, we'll be also. Don't you want to be where the Lord is? Praise God. Amen. He is preparing a place for us. Amen. Oh, but that eternal peace. Amen. But we don't have to worry about crying no more. We don't have to worry about no more aches and pains. Every day will be Sunday, and Sabbath will have no end. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad about it today. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. Amen. But you got to know him, and he will, amen, do great things. Man, he's the same God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I'm God, and I change not. Praise God. And I thank God. It ain't no big eyes and no little U's in him. Amen. Amen. All, but you got to come to him. Praise God. With, amen, a humble heart. And I thank God that he searches the heart. knows what's in the minds of our spirit. I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Oh, he is a forgiving and a merciful God. And his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Amen. We talked about it on last night about peace and also rest. Praise God. That rest. Oh, he'll give you some inner, that peace. Praise God. We was talking about how when Jesus said to his disciples, let us go on the other side. Praise God. And when they started out, and in the middle of the ocean, here come a terrible storm. And Jesus was down in the bottom of the ship there asleep. And they woke him up and said, Master, you care? Because we perish. And he woke up and said, O ye of little faith. Praise God. Somebody's faith is being strengthened right now. Praise God. You may not be where you want to be. You may not have, amen, food on your table. Amen. But put the pot on and get the water to boiling. Amen. Something going to happen. Praise God. God's going to send something through the dough. Praise God. He always, amen. Say, may be a bill. Praise God. Man, they're talking about this, no stimulus check. But, amen, God got a way. See, God move up on people, amen, to be a blessing, amen, to you. Amen. If you keep your head up, keep your faith, amen. Keep your hand in the winding chain, in God's hand. That's why he can't fail, praise God, when you look to him. Say, now, Lord, you promised me, amen, and he will, amen, do great things. He is a miracle worker, and he have a miracle with your name on it. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Amen. If he did it for me, praise God, I know he'll do it for you. Praise God, I'd like to share this testimony with you. I remember long years ago, and I was living in Jacksonville. Amen. And I had a church down in Santa Fe, Florida. And I remember I went by myself. And I went down, and I didn't have much gas. It was about 30 miles from Jacksonville, Santa Fe, Florida, outside of Jacksonville. And I was there, and I locked the church, and I was in the church. I had just finished praying and didn't have enough gas to make it back home. And I got up off my knees from saying my prayer, and I opened my Bible in the pulpit, and I'm just reading my Bible. And all of a sudden, the door swung open. And here come a young man with his hair all on his head, and like he hadn't combed it in a month. And he came straight up to the pulpit to me, and I got up, and he say, Rev, I saw you in here. He said, and I come to bring you these $20. I say, well, praise the Lord. Man, I got gas now to get back home. I say, sit down right here, young man. And I preached to him. Man, you know, I thank God, amen, because when I was heading home, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, beware of how you entertain strangers, because you may be entertaining an angel unaware. Praise God. See, God always have a way that is mighty sweet. Praise God. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Praise God. He will do great things. Amen. He know what you need. Praise God. Amen. He will. Amen. And today is encouraging. Encourage your heart. God can do anything but fail. Amen. And this is why David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He have been there. When you've seen it, praise God. He said, I would have fainted. Praise God. He would have give up. He would have had quit. And man, many times he said, my feet almost slipped. Praise God. Oh, but you know, when he was watching those out there was prospering. And it do look like they doing better than we in the church sometimes. Mm-hmm. See, the devil got to show you some truth to try to deceive you. Say, look at them. They don't go to Bible study. They don't serve the Lord. They like they drive better cars. They like they have more money in their pocket. They like they churn is fair and good and dressing nice. But you don't know how they doing it, huh? See? But David said, I had to forget about those fellows. He said, and I made up in my mind. He said, and I'm going to serve the soon coming king. I'm going to serve the Lord. All praise the Lord. David, see, you got to make up your mind. That's what David did. And your heart got to be fixed. Praise God. He said, for God I live, and for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop, love you. And Jesus, love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that word today coming forth from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Ken Charles said it was an awesome word. You know, I get told I'm prejudiced, but the word is the word, and the word is on time. So we just want to say, Lord, thank you for the word. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune in cradia.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen as it is going on as well. Visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. Share it with a friend. For those of you that have Facebook, maybe you want them to hear it, just tell them go ahead on Logion International Ministries on Facebook and click on the link. You would like to bless the woman of God, continue to sow a seed into the radio broadcast, continually keeping it on, that it go out to many nations. You can send your donations for those of you that have Zelle at logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Know that no donation is too small or too great. And in your notes, both in Zelle as well as on the website, please specify whether you're sowing a seed into the woman of God's life, into this broadcast. And for those of you that don't have a church and looking for one, City of Victory, Logion International Ministries, welcome you. Till then, be blessed. Tune in tomorrow now at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let
him have
his way
there.
let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.